Space Elevator Blogs podcast series. I'm your host, Ted Seaman. Today we have the first in a series of interviews with the teams that are planning on competing in this year's second annual Space Elevator Games. These games, part of NASA's Centennial Challenge, will be held in Las Cruces, New Mexico on October 19th and 20th. For more information about the competition, visit their official website, www.elevator2010.org. Though this year's games will have several first-time competitors, today we are talking with a returning veteran from last year's games, Matt Abrams. Matt is the team leader of Team Number 133, the Star Climber team, based in Belcamp, Maryland. Star Climber is one of 20 teams competing in the Climber Power Beaming event. Hello, Matt, and welcome.
Hello, Ted. Glad to be here.
First of all, how did your team come up with the very cool team name, Star Climber?
Well, we started in last year's competition, and we were brainstorming around for names. That was one that we came up with and liked. We hope to climb to the stars.
Tell us a bit about your climber. I know that one of its components is a Stirling steam engine, and I have to admit, when I read that, my first thought was of little robots shoveling coal into a firebox and smoke pouring out of the climbers as it made its way up the tether. But a Stirling steam engine doesn't work that way, does it?
Not exactly, no. For this competition, we're not allowed to use any fuel, so there's no coal getting shoveled in or anything. The heat to power the engine comes from our beam source. We're using a white light source, which puts out visible light and also a lot of infrared. And that infrared goes to heating up our steam boiler, which boils our steam, which runs our engine, which helps us head up the tether.
So you guys obviously think or have calculated that you'll get more output rather from the engine rather than to overcome the weight that it's costing you?
That is a good question. At the moment, we're just in our test stage, and so far we haven't been able to get enough power out to make the weight cost worthwhile. We hope to steadily improve that with improved versions of the engine, better systems, etc. But if in the end we aren't able to make that power-to-weight ratio, we'll strip it out and go without it.
So tell us how Team Star Climber did last year and what your team learned from the 2005 competition. I understand that your team ultimately wound up using a parabolic reflector from another team.
That's correct. The parabolic reflector that we had been building wasn't focusing the light adequately. We weren't getting a tight enough spot, so therefore we weren't getting enough heat and getting to high enough temperatures to run our engine. Team Fisher very wonderfully, generously offered to let us use their parabolic reflector, and we really appreciated that. Unfortunately, even with a good reflector, we had some issues with the transmission, and our climber sat on the pad. We weren't able to climb, it jammed. This year, we've learned that we need a lot more testing, and that's the main lesson I think we got from going last year, along with a lot of other good experience. But we plan to test a lot more and be very ready to go this time.
Yeah, as an old systems guy, there's never too much testing. There's just never
right.
Too much testing you can do. How are you testing? Have you guys rigged up a little 20-foot tether that you're climbing on, or have you got something else going on?
Well, we don't have a 20-foot tether yet, but we have a 6-foot length of tether. And so we're going to practice on that at short range, and then progress on to a longer tether and progressively more realistic tests, adding in wind conditions, adding in long beam ranges, etc., until hopefully eventually we're simulating pretty accurately what we'll face at the competition itself.
Have you been able to lift off on that tether yet?
We have, not at the speeds we'd like. Right now we're going about 2 centimeters a second, which is considerably slower than the 1 meter per second we'll need to win. Considering we didn't get this far at all in our testing last year, I'm reasonably happy with how we're doing at this point.
Were you glad that the games were postponed from their earlier scheduled date in August to the current dates of October 19th and 20th?
I am somewhat. I mean, more time was always good. Last year, nobody won. No one was ready. And so I think the more time we have this year, the better off all the teams will be and the more likely that we'll get a winner.
What are you going to do with your extra time?
Again, do some more testing. We plan to have our climber ready to go by June or July, and that'll give us several months to work the kinks out, improve the efficiency of our steam engine, adjust and tweak parts here and there until we're in absolutely perfect order and ready to go.
Do you like Team Star Climber's chances this year?
To be honest, I don't know. We've got tougher competition. There are more teams competing. Several of the teams that are competing have gotten more funds, We're going to do the best we can, and I hope we win.
So what made you initially interested in the space elevator games? Was it just a fun engineering project to go after, or do you consider yourself a space junkie, or are you a big fan of the concept of a space elevator, or what got you going on this?
To some degree, all three. I heard about the contest shortly after it was first announced last March, and I thought, wow, this is something that a small group of people could get into without very much money and really do something interesting. I think in some ways NASA has stalled with the current space program. We're doing the same things over and over again with a lot of danger and not that much advancement. And I think the Centennial Challenges program is a wonderful way to bring out new ideas and to bring new people into the field and encourage excitement about the program in general.
I think you're absolutely right. So tell us a little bit about Matt Abrams. What are you all about?
Well, I've always been a fan of engineering competitions ever since I was a kid. I remember competing in the egg drops where you have to drop an egg off a building and make sure it doesn't crack when it hits the ground. Various things of that nature. I went to school at University of Florida at Penn State. And these days I work as an independent contractor at Aberdeen Proving Ground doing research for the Army Research Laboratory.
Are you married?
Yes.
You have kids?
Yes, married, one daughter,
two years old. What's her name?
Her name is Kalina.
Tell us a little bit about your teammates.
Well, my teammates have been a wonderful help and support. The two biggest helpers have been Ash Gokhale, who does electronic systems and lighting work on the climber, and Alan Diaz, who does mathematics and physics modeling to help support our efficiency studies and that kind of thing. I've also gotten help from a whole variety of family and friends, help on our website, help with the fundraising. One of the best things about this experience has been the opportunity to see just how interested people are in this kind of thing and how enthusiastic they are. That's been really gratifying.
Well, it sounds like a real team effort. That's pretty neat.
It is. I also want to give a particular shout-out to the students of Harford Technical High School who have helped us out considerably with the machining work.
Oh, so you've gotten some high school help. That's great.
Yes, yes.
So are any of them going to be coming to the competition?
Probably not. We have a relatively small budget. We can't stretch for airplane tickets for a whole machining class.
So tell me about your team website. I think it's very well done and quite informative.
Well, thank you. Our team website is at www.starclimber05.com. It was put together by Alan Diaz and by Emily Gaskin, who are our two webmasters, and I think they've done a wonderful job. If people have suggestions or comments, we've got a blog there on the site, and I'd be glad to hear from you.
I can personally attest to the blog. I follow you guys religiously and always enjoy it when there's new entries posted on that. Any other thoughts you'd like to share?
Just one. I really love the philosophy of the Centennial Challenges program and of the recent scientific prizes movement in general. And I think this whole thing kind of got started with the X Prize and echoing back to the Lindbergh winning the Ortega Prize and various other prizes at the beginning of the history of flight through the air. And I think flight in space can draw on those same kinds of experiences and those same kinds of emotions, you know, of competition, of challenge. And I think we can really get somewhere. I'm looking forward to seeing how it goes.
Matt, I want to thank you for taking time to talk with us today. I wish you and your team the best of luck this year, and I'm going to be out there, so I'm looking forward to meeting you and seeing you at the competition. And for all of you listening out there, please be sure to visit the team StarClimber website at www.starclimber05.com. And you can visit us at the Space Elevator blog at www.spaceelevatorblog.com, where you can get the latest space elevator news. So long, everybody.